From the studios of KPCW in Park City, this is The Mountain Life.
I'm Pete Stoughton.
And I'm Lynn Ware Peak.
Whether your mental or physical wellness brings you to the top of the highest peaks,
or you need a little help with the climb,
The Mountain Life, healthy living in the Wasatch.
In our ongoing series on living the mountain life, we speak with adventure vlogger Andrew Muse. Andrew is a professional multi-sport athlete and social media influencer who generates compelling content with his adventure dog, Kicker, by his side. After spending more than 10 years in the action sports and travel industry, he had the opportunity to partner with top clients, including Travel Channel, GoPro, People Magazine, Google, and Land Rover. Kicker was also named the ultimate mountain dog by Outside TV. Kicker and Andrew starred in a 2019 Super Bowl commercial. Andrew's self-produced series, Tiny Home Adventure, is currently filming season 3 after season 2 received over 1 million views. Now, we found Andrew in the mountains around Park City, and we're so glad that we corralled him for a quick moment to have him come on our show, The Mountain Life. Welcome, Andrew. Great to have
you. Thank you so much. That was a great intro. Appreciate that. That was great. You nailed that.
Let's just start with this. As we say, that everything in all of your Tiny Home Adventure episodes is sort of punctuated by the dog. It wasn't always Kicker. So let's go back to the genesis of Tiny Home Adventure. And it starts with not a great story, but let's start off there quickly, and then we'll move into where you are now.
Sure. So I was living in Park City, waiting tables at Grappa. And I started to get noticed by a few different brands for snowboarding and kiteboarding and through the filming I was doing. So I decided I was going to take a 6-month road trip. This is the genesis of the Tiny Home Adventure series and what I'm doing now. So I bought a $500 truck camper, remodeled it, moved out of the master bedroom that I was living in, into the garage to save money for this road trip. And sort of the whole idea was to go on this epic 6-month road trip, filming bi-weekly episodes, traveling with my first dog, Booter. And the first 6 months went off without a hitch. It was just absolutely incredible. Anything from rock climbing to kiteboarding, paragliding, just exploring all these different obscure sports. And on my way home, like it had been perfect, a perfect 6 months gone, you know, just better than I could have ever imagined. And I was driving from Santa Barbara, from where my younger sister had just gotten married. And everything was good. It was like the first time in my life where like things were going really good for myself, my sister, and my mom. And I was excited to get back to Park City and figure out what was next. If, you know, I'd be able to perpetuate what I was doing. I didn't really know, but I was going to try. I may have had a job opportunity with the Center of Excellence as their video director. Right around Cedar City, I was in a horrific car accident. I fell asleep behind the wheel. I had pushed my drive way too far. You know, I had told myself, hey, if I can drive like 1 or 2 more hours, I'll be within 2 hours of Park City, and I can finish editing the 12th and final episode, which I had really wanted to be the best episode that I'd created yet. And I was working on these really strict self-imposed deadlines, and my ambition or my want to like create the highest level product and really, really knocked this last episode out of the park, got the best of me. And I fell asleep behind the wheel and rear-ended an 18-wheeler and lost everything. I mean, I was totally financially exhausted. I'd put everything I had into this pilot series. I lost my truck, my home, all of my belongings. Like, I didn't have anything. And the worst part of it, like, I would have happily given all that stuff away if I could have even spent another month with my dog, Booter. But I also lost my dog, Booter, which was absolutely completely devastating. He was my soulmate, the best dog I could have ever imagined or hoped for, and my best friend. And that was, yeah, it was a tough part of my life for sure.
Well, thanks for sharing that story, and we're so sorry. And everyone who's ever had the best dog of their life, their soulmate, knows that pain to lose him. So really sorry about that. Really glad that you came out a whole person. We won't say unscathed, because these sorts of experiences really shape our lives. And in a way, it did shape your life. And you realized that doing what you were doing, maybe slowing down a little bit, I don't know, but taking the time to build an even better home. Here you are, you know, fast forward how many years, and talk about the place that you arrived at.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to touch on before fast forwarding too fast is, you know, the Park City community. I'd been living in Park City for about 7 or 8 years at that point, and I came back, and, you know, a friend from Park City left work and picked me up, and totally without resources, you know, the community really helped get me back on my feet and uplift me and inspired me to, like, even attempt to rebuild and take another swing at life. So I have to, you know, give a big shout out to the amazing people in Park City that really helped me back onto my feet, because I was at a point in my life where I needed some help. So, but yeah, moving forward, a few months went by and I kind of did my best to figure out what was going to be next and what was going on with my life, how I was going to make things work. And slowly but surely, things came back together. And one of the firefighters from the car accident, who was the only person there who really understood what I was going through and really just sat down next to me quietly and was like, "Hey man, I get it. I've had dogs, I've lost dogs," and just sympathized with me. So we stayed in contact. I wanted to share with him that the Tiny Home Adventure series, you know, the first season, to show how special the bond is with Booter. And a few months later, he calls me up and says, "Hey man, like, I've got an interesting opportunity for you. My family and I breed Goldens and Golden Doodles, and we'd love to give you a dog when you're ready." So eventually my life pieced back together enough where I thought I could give a dog, you know, the life it deserves. And my whole philosophy on dog, you know, owning a dog is, don't own one unless you can give them that ideal life. That's when Kicker came into my life, who's my current dog, who is also the most incredible dog I could have ever imagined. And to be so lucky to have had two of the best dogs in the world, in my opinion, I feel incredibly blessed. So since then, when I got Kicker, GoPro actually reached out and picked up season 2 of the Tiny Home Adventure. So we moved into a 4x4 van, and we were working with Maverick and a couple other local brands, Rossignol. And we took the van and drove up to Alaska and spent another 6 months traveling and filming. And, you know, Kicker and I got to know each other, and he got just thrown into this crazy lifestyle right off the bat. And he thrived and rise to the occasion, and now he's there. Definitely Booter's spirit lives on in Kicker, and yeah, we have a pretty incredible lifestyle. So the most recent project we've been working on is, we spent 2 years building an expedition vehicle. And if you're not familiar with what an expedition vehicle is, we kind of built it after the Earth Roamer model. It's sort of the ultimate off-road capable, long-term living, comfortable RV. Earth Roamers are like, they start at $500,000. And as a ski bum by trade, there's no way I could ever afford a $500,000 vehicle, much a $500,000 home. So, and I couldn't afford to buy anything in Park City, because that was sort of what I was poking around. Finally saved up some money, thought maybe I could afford something. And it was just, everything was out of my price range. So I was like, you know what, I'm going to build a vehicle that I can live in long-term, live wherever I want. And initially started out with a $30,000 budget and a 2-month time frame. And it ended up costing me about $60,000 in 2 years to build this thing. But we're loving it. It turned out absolutely incredible. And there were a lot of crossroads within the build process where it was like, okay, we could do this a little bit cheaper, a little bit faster, or we could make this thing like just to the absolute highest level of my ability. And we kept taking the higher road along the build process and ended up with something that I'm super, super proud of and really enjoying living out of. And I've been in it for about a year and a half now, maybe.
And it's a beautiful, beautiful vehicle, and was really kind of the impetus of recognizing, hey, I've seen this guy on powder days parked early before everybody else. And you have metamorphosed into this really spectacular vehicle adventure. And I watched one of your first episodes with the 200-pound tire. I was dying laughing. and I would certainly encourage everybody to check it out.
Thank you.
It's a great vehicle. I would be off, you know, as you are traveling the rest of the country, but you've made Park City, again, your home base. You spend a little bit more time here than other places. Why Park City?
So when I moved west from Massachusetts, I had never been further north than New York. I kind of thought Colorado was the place to go for skiing. So I applied everywhere and had my best job opportunity at the canyons. So I ski patrolled for a little bit and then got into waiting tables at fine dining restaurants. It's sort of just where I've landed, and I've had the privilege of being able to travel all over the country for extended periods of time. And I just haven't found a place that feels more like home or that's better, that has a better quality of life year round. And yeah, I've just sort of built family here. You know, the community, the access to the mountains, there's just, the list kind of goes on and on why Park City's home, but I just haven't found a better spot, to be honest.
I know Lynn and I and everybody listening definitely agrees. We can't find a better spot, but
yeah,
not as many of us get to travel quite as significantly as you. Is there a place in this upcoming series for your adventures that you're most excited to go visit? Or I guess since you've already done it and you filmed most of it, that you are.
So we just spent about 3 months in Baja, Mexico, and that was pretty special. And I really enjoyed the pace there and the lifestyle. And to be honest, if I didn't have a couple winter projects, I may have stayed and just enjoyed the surf versus the snow. I was saying that at least up until this last big dump, you know, that was a pretty epic storm cycle. So I really like Baja. I like Hood River, Oregon. And right now I'm currently on the search for a place that I can afford some land to sort of start building my dream home, which, you know, I would love to stay in the Park City, Utah area, but I'm broadening my horizons based on my current income level. But, you know, maybe something will come to fruition in the area, but just kind of keeping my radar open and seeing what else is out there.
If you're just joining us on The Mountain Life, our guest is Andrew Muse. He is talking to us about, well, among other things, Tiny Home Adventure, which is in season 3. I wanted to ask you about this whole world of vlogging, I guess you call it, or, you know, putting up a channel on YouTube. You have thousands and thousands and thousands of visitors or followers, millions of views. I guess for those who think, what a great life this is to do something like this. I mean, not only are you inspiring others to enjoy the same types of adventures or maybe strive towards having those same types of adventures. I know there are lots of people out there that say, hey, I might be able to do that. Put up a YouTube channel. And I know that question is always, how do you monetize it?
Sure. So as much as I would love for our YouTube channel to be a viable source of income, it unfortunately is not really how we sustain what we're doing. I do a lot of photo and video work for a lot of different brands. I do a lot of ambassadorship for a couple of different brands. And, you know, some days I'm an athlete, some days I'm a photographer, some days I'm an editor, some days I'm talent. It just kind of is whatever it takes to get the wheels turning. Or to keep the wheels turning. So yeah, you know, the biggest thing is creating a return on an investment. You know, I would love to solely work for my audience and just produce YouTube videos, but to get to that level where we're maybe at 10% of where we need to be on YouTube viewership and revenue and income to really make it our sole source of income. And that would be a dream. It's a huge hustle, like creating content, you know, that's a broad spectrum, but like editing video and telling a compelling story, there's tens of thousands of hours that I've put into what I'm doing, to be honest, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of hours behind the computer editing. So it's not all, you know, unicorns and rainbows and epic adventures. There's a hustle to it. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, and I think it's hard to see, you know, the highlight reel that you see on Instagram and YouTube and assume that like, oh, this dude just plays all day. It's like, well, I play a lot, but I also will spend like 3 16-hour days editing a week, you know, at times, not always, but I don't know what my hourly wage is. You know what I mean? Like if we were to really break it down, my hourly wage is pretty limited, but it's a dream come true. There's nothing that I would be better at. So it's passion driven, right? So those hours that I put in behind the computer, although they are grueling at times, you know, it serves my lifestyle in a way that amplifies my quality of life beyond anything else that I could imagine. So it's a dream.
Another question I have, I saw a lot of clips of a lot of different episodes and they're so much fun. I never heard you say exactly where you are. I did notice a lot of clips from Bonanza Flat. I saw you mention, you know, Southern Utah or a Slot Canyon or, you know, here we are in Bryce or whatever, but it was never specific spots. And that's as an influencer, you have the ability to really exploit places or keep them secret.
Sure. Yeah. You know, the internet is a great way of exchanging information, but it can also really blow places up. And I don't want to be a part of that. Part of the adventure is finding these places on your own, whether it's through word of mouth or on a trip with somebody. And if I really share a location to, you know, hey, this is where we're at, and do a beautiful job filming and exploring it, then it takes away from somebody else's adventure. That's sort of the main reason I want people to explore on their own and find these places and discover places and not take away the magic from actually going on adventures, and also just to be respectful of those delicate ecosystems. And I think it's not my place to explicitly share locations. You know, of course, if we're at Zion, like we're at Zion, it's a national park, everybody knows Angel's Landing, that kind of thing we'll share. But if it's something even remotely obscure, we just try to say, yeah, we're in the desert, we're in this area. A simple Google search could probably get you there, but we leave it to our viewers to take that initiative and go on their own adventure. We're taking them on an adventure, but if they decide to follow in our footsteps, I want them to be able to like discover it on their own.
And as you are continuing to search out more undeveloped places to adventure and to live life, many of us are living life vicariously through you. And so even though we live in a beautiful place, what would you want the viewers that are living vicariously through your adventures, what would be some takeaways you want for them?
So, you know, we get a lot of people asking, you know, oh, I want to do this, or how do I do that? Or, you know, they've been waiting to try something or to chase their passions. And my advice is to just go for it, try it. You know, the worst that comes to worst is like, you get to live that lifestyle for a period of time and you never know where that's going to lead you. When I set off to do what I'm doing, I never expected it to be now going on 6 years, and it's continued to be more and more sustainable and profitable as time has gone on. And like I said, initially I was just setting off to take a 6-month road trip. The best comments I get, you know, the most inspiring things that I hear, you know, people saying that they got out, they brought their dog on a new adventure, they were able to like connect with their kids on something, and or they're getting out more. So yeah, just get out, get after it, and yeah, try to be a good steward to all these places that we visit. Because if we're not, you know, I'm starting to see a lot more litter and pollution in these places. So just make sure you pick up after yourself, pick up after other people, and, you know, leave it better than you found it, because that's going to keep access available to everybody. And if you have a dog, pick up after your dog. Yeah. Simple.
Kicker, you've talked a lot about Kicker, your sidekick, but we'd be very remiss if we didn't mention your other sidekick, who also adds a lot of excitement, fun, and humor to the episodes of Tiny Home Adventure.
Yeah, so my girlfriend Ashley has been traveling with me. We've been dating for about 3 years, a little over 3 years. So she was there through the build, which was a really challenging time in both of our lives. It just took so much longer and was so much more expensive. So she stuck with me through a really tough time. And she's from a small town in Michigan and grew up not quite as adventurous, just has just totally lit the fire and has risen to the occasion. You know, there's the occasional tear and the occasional thought that she can't, but then she gets through it and she's like, oh, that wasn't so bad. And yeah, Ashley's amazing. She's a phenomenal cook and she's just so hilarious. And yeah, she's a rad chick. She's great.
I have to say, this is part of the appeal of watching Tiny Home Adventure. There are people like you in the world, Andrew, who on video doing these amazing tricks on your snowboard or whatever. Most of us aren't that person. Maybe we endeavor to be, but we just aren't. And then so many of us can really identify with Ashley. And it's not a male-female thing at all. It is totally. Just someone who didn't grow up doing these things, a lot of us, and people who would love to do them, but they just haven't had that background. And so it is kind of hilarious. I was with a couple young 20-something year olds the other day on a ski tour, and they were saying, wouldn't it be funny to make a quick little video about trying to get your skins separated, put on your skis, you know, taken off. And, you know, they were laughing totally. About how crazy difficult it is. So I love that.
I've definitely injured myself splitting my skins for sure.
Well, we are just about out of time, and we're so glad that we could catch up with you, Andrew Muse. What is the best way? I suppose it's just going to YouTube and finding Tiny Home Adventure. And is that the best way to follow you? You have all kinds of social media platforms as the influencer that you are.
Yeah. So Instagram's sort of the most relevant. So it's just Andrew_Muse. And then on YouTube is Andrew Muse. So those are like the two main platforms that we're posting our content and sharing our adventures on. Kicker also has an account on Instagram that's KickerDogMuse, and Ashley is the Unexpected Adventuress on Instagram. So those are all the handles.
That is great. I love it. And I have to say, video footage of Kicker as a puppy doing that face plant and then roll in the snow was like the best thing I've ever seen.
That's probably the best thing I've ever filmed. It's his first day ski touring. So funny.
And you didn't even have to tell him to do it or do a second take or anything. It was perfection.
Perfection. He nailed it.
All right. Andrew Muse, thank you so much for joining us on The Mountain Live. It's great to have you.
Lynn and Pete, thank you as well. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of The Mountain Life.
If you enjoyed the show, make sure you subscribe, rate us, and leave us a comment.
If you have an idea for a future show, email us at mountainlife@kpcw.org.
We hope you'll bring your green smoothie and join us next week for The Mountain Life.